אמרו לו שיחו בכל מפלטה שיחו לו זמרו לו שיחו בכל מפלטה התעללו בשם קודשו התעללו בשם קודשו ישמח לב מבקשי השם ישמח לב מבקשי השם.
Preparation for the morning lesson from the introduction to the book of Zohar, Panim Mirot Masbirot, item 7. The sages have said divinity in the Lord is a high need. It is like a great king who has a son. It's like a king who has a tower filled with all the good, and he is expecting guests. And if not, no, all the preparation is needless. It is like a king who had a son when he was. He was very fond of him. Hence, from the day of his birth, he thought favorably thoughts about him, collected all the books and the finest scholars in the land, and built schools for him. He gathered the finest builders in the land and built palaces of pleasure for him, collected all the musicians and the singers, and built him concert halls. He assembled the best chefs and bakers in the land and served him every delicacy in the world, and so on and so forth. Alas, the boy grew up to be a fool with no wish for knowledge. He was also blind and could not see or feel the beauty of the buildings, and he was deaf and could not hear the singers. Sadly, he was diabetic and was permitted to eat only coarse flour bread, arising contempt and wrath. Now you can understand the words about the verse, I, the Lord, will hasten it in its time. Thus, there are two ways to attain the above-mentioned goal, through their own attention, which is called the path of repentance. If they are rewarded that, then I will hasten it, will be applied to them. This means that there is no set time for it, but when they are awarded, the correction ends, of course. If they are not awarded the attention, there is another way, called path of suffering. As the Sanhedrin said, I place upon them a king such as Haman, and they will repent against their will, meaning in its time. For in that there is a set time, and they will want it.
No.
In our case, the king is controlling all the states. The son that is born, so was born with all his qualities, his abilities and conditions, inner and external conditions, everything according to final deed in the preliminary thought, to bring him in the right vessel according to the development, emotional and intellectual development, so that he will get to know his dad, his father, and will be able to be like him according to all the program, so that through absolute love the king wants to pass on to his son, his only and beloved son. Therefore, we have no doubt regarding the fact that we will attain this goal. However, in order to attain it, we need tools for it. We need the vessels, the development. And the development must come through our desire. The fact we would want it, that's for sure, because attaining the goal necessitates a desire and a longing towards it. Now, the question is, how does one achieve the desire? Either by blows, due to lack of choice, due to us being creatures that are feeling pleasure or sufferings, or that we are, although feeling pleasure or suffering, by building the environment, we attempt to get the right deficiency by ourselves. A deficiency without having a deficiency. Hence, this work is called above reason, above the mind and the intellect and the field that now governs us. So we constantly need to long for a supernatural state that is above our nature. How can we long to it? Only by establishing an environment that would affect us with higher values, values that are closer towards the goal. Thus, step by step, as the environment would bestow upon us higher values, constantly closer to the goal, accordingly we will come closer to it. Meaning everything depends on the environment, the right environment. Hence, he who chooses a better environment every time, he's being rewarded, meaning advance in, I would hasten it. He saved time and blows for himself in a way that is good for him and good for the Creator. And if it's he's not, then it is the opposite. Everything comes by preceding sufferings. And then nevertheless, we'll advance. However, obviously, not in joy, both on the side of the Creator and the creature, rather through prolonged time.